It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. When it comes to the selection of a health care plan, open enrollment offers a lot of options. But how do you sort through what's available and choose the best option for you and your family? I'm joined now in studio by Dan Harding. He's co-founder of HealthSage, a Pittsburgh company helping to help consumers when it comes to health insurance options. Dan Harding, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
A number of companies are offering open enrollments at this time. Does the same apply for the Affordable Care Act?
Yeah, so the big deadline coming up is December 15th for plans that are going to start January 1st, 2016 and cover you for the remainder of the year. And then there are a couple of rolling deadlines that allow you to apply and begin coverage on February 1st or March 1st.
How is HealthSage helping people find the right health care plan for them?
Yeah, so we have two options right now to help people. One is an online tool that anyone can use to enter plan information about the various options that they have in front of them and compare plans. Not only can you compare plans that your employer or your broker is offering, you can also compare plans available on healthcare.gov, and you can compare all three of those types of plans. And then the other tool
Let me go back. When you're comparing plans, I mean, what are you looking for? Like, what are the things that, I mean, I'm sure people get on this website, they see this information, and it's probably dizzying. So,
yeah.
How do you know as you compare whether you're making the right choice or not?
Right, and that's exactly what we're trying to do. Right now, it seems broken the way that we think about making a health insurance decision. We're making a prediction about ourselves and the amount of health care that we're going to utilize over the upcoming year without knowing how that's actually going to play out. And so we're attempting to take a bit of that frustration out to empower consumers to make a more informed decision. The place where HealthSage shines right now is the ability to financially compare how plans are going to behave once you start using them. It's our experience that being able to see two plans side by side, which is how most websites are going to offer you plans, you can see the deductible for Plan A and the deductible for Plan B. You can see the premium for Plan A and for Plan B. But what really matters is once you start visiting the doctor or having a surgery or an ER visit or whatever sort of healthcare utilization, all those numbers start to interact. And it's too difficult to hold in your head exactly how those things are behaving. And so we've built a financial model, an algorithm that thinks about how much healthcare you're planning on utilizing and what the financial cost is going to be to you.
While we can't discuss prices, is there a charge for HealthSage's services?
Yeah, there's a charge for the online tool that I mentioned. And then there's a higher charge, a premium product that we offer, which is a concierge service where HealthSage will gather information about your particular situation, and then we'll present our results to you one-on-one.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is Dan Harding. He is co-founder of HealthSage, which is a Pittsburgh company helping consumers when it comes to health insurance options. And I'm wondering what the biggest frustration is for people who are trying to make healthcare decisions, trying to make informed decisions, and probably have too much information, and they're just trying to maybe get some simple answers as to where to go. What are the biggest frustrations that people have?
Right. The first question is, how do we even begin to compare all of these options that we have in front of us? Whether it's even two options that you have, or half a dozen or 10 plans that you're being offered by your employer, or if you're a Pennsylvania resident on healthcare.gov, you've got 43 plans that are available to you. So how do you even begin to compare is the first question that we start to answer.
And so what do they do? How do you begin to, like, what are the ways in which you figure out what your priorities are and then recognize this plan, A, B, C, D,
right,
whatever it is, as being the right one for you?
Right. Yeah, the first metric that we look to is making sure that whatever provider that you care to see is going to be covered by the plan that you're looking at. So if you have a PCP that you really care about, or if you have an upcoming elective surgery for the new year that you know is going to occur, and you know that you want to be working with a particular hospital or particular provider. That's the first thing. The second thing, and this usually isn't too much of an obstacle for most people, is geographically, is the plan going to cover you where you reside? And then the third thing is where HealthSage, we think, is offering a lot of value, and that is the ability to see how these plans are going to behave financially. If you're just looking at a plan based on the lowest premium or the lowest deductible or any sort of single metric like that, it's not taking into account how all of those single metrics are going to behave once they're put together. And so with HealthSage, once you log on, enter profile information, and you're now looking at the dashboard, you're looking at our tool, you're going to see in a graph version how those plans are behaving based on your usage. So let's say you're a 22-year-old college student who just graduated from college. You have your first job. You're completely healthy. You've never had any healthcare problems. You're going to have a different type of healthcare usage than somebody who's 45 and married and has three kids, right? And so you want to be able to adjust. And HealthSage offers the ability to change the amount you anticipate spending, and you can see how various plans are going to stack up. So if you are comparing, let's say, five plans from your employer or five plans from healthcare.gov, and you're only looking at the premium, and it covers you for the providers that you care to see, you're only interested in what is the cheapest plan that I can possibly get, right, for the best financial buy. But those numbers are going to change based on usage once you start thinking about deductible, out-of-pocket, maximum, et cetera. And so that's exactly the kind of comparison that HealthSage is helping you look at to be a more informed consumer.
And these choices, while they can complicate things, in the long run, do you think it's a good thing for people to have this many options?
I'll take a remains to be seen approach. I think it's better to have more options than not, but the ability to have so many options starts to create the paradox of choice, right? So we've talked to a number of clients who say, well, I guess they're not clients yet. Maybe someday they will be. But we've talked to a number of people who have interest in the company but say, I don't think this is for me. My employer only offers one plan. Well, our position on that is, well, don't you want to compare that against what's available to you on healthcare.gov?
Because you don't have to take what your employer gives you. You can find something that's cheaper and say, you know what?
Right.
I'm going to handle my own insurance needs. Because in the long run, if a lot's being taken out of my paycheck and this is my only choice and I can have more choices that are less expensive, I'm going to go that route.
Exactly.
Okay, so what kind of feedback have you been getting from people?
So far, it's been extremely positive. We've only been open for business for a month so far. And people that are using the service and people who are giving us feedback about it say overwhelmingly that it's a really needed service. It's really valuable. So we're very encouraged.
And who is this service for? And I ask that because... Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked a lot about individuals and families and the benefits they may derive from HealthSage, but there are also seniors who need to understand their Medicare plans. Mm-hmm. Do you help seniors with that?
Yeah. So the easiest part about being an entrepreneur is coming up with the ideas, and the harder part is implementing all of them. Eventually, we would like HealthSage to be extremely granular, that you could enter in, here's the number of PCP visits I hope to have, or the number of prescription medications that I'm using, and here are those costs. And the tool isn't optimized for that yet, which is obviously a problem if you're receiving prescription drugs through Medicare. But any plan that has the standard items, deductible, premium, out-of-pocket maximum, et cetera, like Medicare plans have, HealthSage is definitely a tool that one can compare with.
What about the future? And I ask this because the Affordable Care Act, the provisions of that, the mm-hmm. whole thing's been so tenuous because it's been challenged in court now twice in different ways. if we have a Republican president, and a Republican Congress, they have said they want to get rid of Obamacare,
mm-hmm.
and so there's a chance that everything could change. How do you adjust to the potential changes that may occur?
Yeah, HealthSage is built to be able to compare any plan, and so we hope that it's a tool that not only consumers use, but also brokers and businesses offer as an HR package offering. And so I think that as long as there are health insurance plans offered from whatever entity, HealthSage is still going to be a useful tool for making a more informed decision.
So the bottom line, I guess, is what is the value of working with HealthSage? For the people listening who think, okay, this sounds interesting, maybe I'll contact them, mm-hmm. what would you say? How would you answer that question?
Yeah, I would ask you to consider the price that you're going to pay to use HealthSage against the potential overcharge that you may have towards your health insurance company for usage that you weren't planning on having. We were really encouraged a couple weeks ago. There was a New York Times article about how consumers compare health insurance plans, and they cited a research study in which the participants were extremely confident about the choices that they were making about their health insurance options, but on average, they were spending $250 more per person than they could have been if they had been a little bit more selective in scrutinizing the plan. So we would like to think that the value that we're bringing is going to be far more multiplied than, by the savings that you're going to incur.
And are you happy with this? Are you satisfied with the way this little business venture of yours is going?
We're having a really, really fun time. We hope that we're around for a really long time, but if it all shut down today, it would be a really happy story. We've been having a really fun time.
How gratifying is it for you when somebody says, hey, you know, you really helped me make a good informed decision here about my health care?
Extremely gratifying. This project started out just for me. This was for fun. And a friend and I together made a financial model for me to make my health insurance choice from. And it was only after that that it dawned on us that this might be a good idea for others. So we tested among half a dozen friends, and it was 100% success rate in those people feeling like they were making a more informed decision. And so far, that has continued now this year that we've opened our doors for business.
We have been talking about HealthSage, a Pittsburgh company helping consumers when it comes to health insurance options. Our guest has been Dan Harding. He's the co-founder of HealthSage. Dan, thank you for being with us here in studio. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll talk with a University of Pittsburgh student about his study of traffic patterns and how it's inspired a citywide safety effort. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.